Adapted from BBC News, 26 November 2002. UK Fair Trade Store. Those villagers producing coca for the world's lovers of chocolate are better off than most in Ghana's southern coca forests. They're in a fair trade cooperative. They can plan their lives, are paid a guaranteed price for their beans, and are protected from the fluctuating prices in the world commodity market. Previously, the growers were often cheated. Unscrupulous middlemen underweighed their sacks and underpaid the farmers. The scales were often fixed to show a lower reading than the actual weight. Beans were sold through a long supply chain to the international chocolate industry. So decisions were imposed on them from above, not taken collectively at village level. And that is why, after years of being slave to the unpredictable world coca market, Esther Amoah has opted for fair trade. Esther is one of 40,000 producers who form a fair trade cooperative. Each earns under $200 a year, but the price they get is always higher than the going rate on the world market. She has no electricity, no toilets, and there are no medical facilities for miles. But compared with the overwhelming majority of Ghana's 2 million coca farmers who are not in fair trade villages or cooperatives, Esther feels well off. There is clean running water that is safe to drink from a water pump paid for by the cash bonus from people in Europe who buy fair trade chocolate. Sales of fair trade chocolate in the UK are now set to double to £6 million, but this is still a fraction of the overall £4 billion chocolate market. The signing of a contract by British supermarket chain Co-op will double the amount of fair trade chocolate on sale in the UK, announced Terry Hudden, a representative of the British High Street Market chain, the cooperative group in the UK with our 2,400 stores, is converting all of its owned brand blocks of chocolate to fair trade. It's a historic step, and we're the first retailer in the world to do this. Co-op is appealing to the rest of the international chocolate industry, Nestle, Cadbury's, Master Foods, and Kraft Suchard, to follow suit. Bob Eagle of the Biscuit, Cake, Chocolate, and Confectionery Alliance acknowledged that coca farmers had not always been given the fairest of deals. But, after enduring some bad publicity in recent years, he was keen to stress that the industry isn't joining the fair trade camp, but setting up social projects in West Africa and ensuring coca farmers had the means to diversify so they were less dependent on coca. The irony is that most farmers who have spent their lives producing coca have never even tasted chocolate. Even if they could get to the cities selling chocolate, they wouldn't be able to afford it.